Now more with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome back. We are having a very, very important, very special hour-long conversation with one of the finest minds I know in the nexus between economics and finance and national security. He is the founder and CEO of Freeman Global Investment Counsel. He is also the founder of a marvelous new institute entitled the National Security Investment Counselors Institute, a vehicle for training those who manage people's money to understand and introduce into their recommendations national security mindedness. He previously worked for Sir John Templeton, one of the iconic figures in the financial sector, and has written two best-selling books, Secret Weapon and Game Plan. Kevin Freeman, again, thank you so much for your time. One of the things that you've written about at some length in Game Plan, how to protect yourself from the coming cyber economic attack, is a subject that has recently been picked up by another author, Ted Koppel, in his book Lights Out. I think you must feel as gratified as I do to see someone of his prominence essentially confirming what the likes of thee and me have been saying about this vulnerability of our electric grid and the extent to which it really could pose an existential threat to our country. Have you had a chance to read Ted's book yet? And if so, what do you make of it?
I've skimmed it and I've watched the interviews with him. I've not read it in detail, but I think it's a very worthy. Everything that he shared, I hold to be true with one minor exception, but the vulnerability issue of the grid is absolute. The fact that it could be attacked by cyber means is absolute. The fact that it would destroy the United States if the attack were successful is absolute. He does kind of downplay the issue of electromagnetic pulse weapons, which I think are very real, very viable, and on the intended path of some of the enemies of the United States. But overall, I think he brings a lot of attention to an absolutely essential subject.
And I had a chance to interview him, as you may know, on this program a week before last, I believe it was now. And he did acknowledge the reality of EMP. He just assigned, as many have said to, I'm sure you as well as to me, that it is a low probability event. But given the high probability of its lethality on our country and the fact that countries are now obtaining the means by which to use it against us, including, it would appear, the Iranians, I think that those calculations of probability are probably understated substantially. Kevin, to the extent that cyber has been a particular focus of your work and your warnings about economic attacks, you've mentioned, of course, in our previous discussions today, the Chinese activities in that space, stealing proprietary information, getting inside government computers and the like. Who else is doing that at the moment, and with what effect?
Well, we know the Russians have directly threatened the financial system of the United States. They've hacked into some of the inner workings of Wall Street, including the NASDAQ system. We caught some spies that allegedly were trying to use exchange-traded funds to cause a stock market collapse. We know the Iranians have hacked into a lot of the infrastructure, which would be water processing and dams and power plants and the grid. And we know that the North Koreans have been active in hacking attempts. And frighteningly, so has ISIS. ISIS has been attacking the grid according to FBI reports, on a regular and ongoing basis. They just haven't been very successful. The problem is you only have to be successful once.
Kevin, this brings me to your native state of Texas. It is a state which, of course, has the advantage over the rest of the country of having its own grid for most of its population. One of the things that I was enormously heartened by was a recent letter organized by Congressman Randy Weber in the House of Representatives and signed, I believe, by 22 of his colleagues in the Texas delegation to Governor Greg Abbott, urging him to make a priority of fixing the grid, hardening the Texas grid. How important would you make that argument to be in the terms of both the people of the state of Texas and as a model for the rest of the country?
Oh, it's absolutely essential. It's something you and I sat side by side in a Senate hearing in the Texas State Senate, making the argument that this needs to be done. And fortunately, some of the nationally prominent politicians from the state of Texas, in fact, the majority of them at least, have signed on to the idea, Governor Abbott, do this. You need to do this. And I think it's an acknowledgement to Texas. If Texas, the Texas grid were protected, it would provide a semblance of protection for the rest of the country, simply because if you can't wipe out the entire United States because Texas is protected, then you will much more likely suffer the repercussions of attacking us. So it really is an important thing for the whole country.
One of the senators, of course, in the state Senate with whom we spoke on that occasion, Kevin Freeman, was Senator Bob Hall. And I just want to do a shout out to him for the work that he's been doing inside the state of Texas, now complemented by his counterparts in the U.S. House of Representatives. I understand that Governor Abbott is now, in fact, seized with this problem, I assume as a result of all of these efforts. And if so, that it may actually make it possible for the Texas grid to get the kind of protection the whole nation needs. Kevin, you've had a chance to study this, as has Senator Hall, by the way, who worked on hardening things for the Air Force back in the 1960s, amazingly enough. How hard is it to protect the key assets, at least, that make up the backbone of the grid, notably these power generation facilities and high-voltage transformers?
From an engineering standpoint, it's not anywhere near an impossibility. The same kind of things that you would protect the large-scale transformers from if it were an EMP attack or a cyber attack, you essentially just need to protect them from getting burned out. It requires focus and a certain amount of money. And I'm by no means an electrical engineer. Senator Hall is a brilliant man. I've known him for several years before he was Senator Hall, when he ran a Tea Party out of East Texas. But it's just not an impossibility. It just takes political resolve and a little bit of money. And if we have Governor Abbott behind it, as well as the congressional delegation from Texas supporting it, I think it's very doable. And that will be a huge leap forward in national security for our state and for, more importantly, the nation.
You know, I'm convinced, Kevin, that if, in fact, Governor Abbott leads, it will be a very, very compelling argument for his counterparts in all of the other states to take similar kinds of actions. It's hard to believe that any of them would be indifferent to the plight that would befall their constituents once constituents of other governors begin to be protected. And as you say, this is why it's so critical that this be done, because it will, in fact, translate, I think, into protection for the nation as a whole. And Kevin, in terms of the costs, have you had a chance to look at what the actual outlays would be for providing this kind of protection to our most critical of critical infrastructures?
You know, I'm by no means an expert, and the numbers seem just unbelievably reasonable relative to the external cost. We're talking, some of the figures I've seen have indicated that if you put it down on a household basis, and then obviously you'd have industry as well, you're talking about a very small monthly amount. That's not necessarily how it would be paid for, but it's how I can get my mind around it. It would be no different than all of these assorted charges that we have on our cell phone bills and everything else. You could slap a few dollars a month on a household and very likely cover every contingency.
Kevin Freeman, we're going to have to take one last break. We will be back with more, and we'll talk with Kevin about energy warfare, the shape of things to come, and what it might mean for you. That and more straight ahead with Kevin Freeman at the Center for Security Policy right after this.
Go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.